Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 19th, 2018, and the time is 9:54. And 10 wasn't right. Okay. I now call to order this ad hoc canvas committee meeting. The ad hoc canvas committee meets today to examine the precinct election results for the runoff election held Tuesday, December 11, 2018, for the unexpired term for place 4. We proceed now with introductions. Ad hoc canvassing committee members, please state your name for the record.
Adam McHugh, District 10.
Adam Madrano, District 2.
Jennifer Gates, District 13.
Casey Thomas, District 3.
Sandy Grayson, District 12. City Secretary's Office.
Billy Ray Johnson.
City Attorney.
I'm
sorry.
Solimenta.
City Attorney's Office.
Karen Colomino.
Anna Holmes.
The City Secretary will provide a general overview of the report provided.
Thank you. I'll keep it really brief for time's sake. In your binders that you have, we're going to go to, it has a table of contents there, and the first tab is just the report that you at the committee will be signing after I briefly go through the election results, saying that you agree with it, and that is the order that will be moved forward to council on behalf of the committee. But tab 2 is the only tab I'll really go over, as it is the summary of the election. The other tabs are just the details, the breakout by precinct for each early voting, election day, provisional, and so forth. It follows along with the table of contents. But under tab 2, the summary of the unofficial results, you'll see for District 4 that in that first column under total votes, that 2,625 individuals cast a vote during this runoff election. However, if you go further down the column, only 2,618 votes were actually cast for an individual candidate, one or the other. There was one overvote, which that means that that an individual came in and voted one per vote, and then undervote is six people walked in and didn't vote for anyone. So that's the difference there between the 226 and 18. You can clearly see here that Carolyn Arnold received 58, almost 59% of the votes cast, and Kiara Sanders received 41%. The columns that are to the right of that are just the actual votes that were either in person, you see early voting easy in person, either by mail, and on election day, of course, in person, and then those early voting or election day provisional ballots, and then that last column are the ABA, the individuals that voted on that ABA machine at the location. So that is a location machine that's in the early voting locations and election day. Okay.
The ones that can vote in the car if needed.
Right.
Yeah.
A special machine. So this tab 2 is just a summary. Again, the tabs that follow are just break out by precinct for each column here. That's their early voting in person, mail, election day, provisional, and ABA.
Do the committee members have any questions or concerns about the report? Any comments? Seeing none, do I have a motion to forward the resolution and order to the City Council for adoption?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Adam Madrano, second by Adam McHugh. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item moves forward for adoption. The time is now 9:59, and this ad hoc canvassing committee meeting is adjourned.
Very efficient, everybody. We all need to sign it.
Yes.
All
right.